Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
So glad that we can gather like this morning.
我们很高兴可以这样子来聚集一堂。
And last weekend was quite special.
上一个周末呢是很特别的。
We got to commemorate the death of our Lord Jesus Christ on Good Friday.
我们在周五的时候呢可以纪念我们主耶稣的死。
And we also celebrated the resurrection of Christ on Resurrection Sunday.
我们在周日的时候呢，我们纪念他的复活。
And so this morning, I want to speak once again the death and resurrection of Jesus.
今天早上呢，我还想继续讨论，主耶稣的死和复活这个话题。
Because the death and the burial and resurrection of Jesus form the fundamental message called the gospel.
主耶稣的死，他的被埋葬和他的复活，是我们基督信仰的核心。
You see, the gospel is the most important message.
福音就是这个最重要的这个信息。
It is the key message for how sinners can be saved from sin and from the wrath to come.
这个重要的信息就是一个罪人怎么样从罪和神的愤怒当中被救拔出来。
And thus become a Christian or a follower of Jesus.
然后呢，成为一个耶稣基督的跟随者，成为一个基督徒。
And plus, the gospel is an urgent message for lost sinners.
对失丧的罪人来说，福音是一个非常紧急的一个信息。
And as followers of Jesus, we are given the responsibility to proclaim the gospel and make disciples of all nations.
我们作为基督徒呢，神给了我们这样一个责任，就是要去传讲福音，使万人做他的门徒。
Yet here's the question.
那这里就有一个问题了。
What is the gospel?
到底什么是福音?
And if I were to ask you this question, how would you answer it?
如果我来问你这个问题，你会怎样回答呢?
Now I ask this question to a number of people who are Christians who say that they believe and attend church.
我问这个问题呢，问过一些人，这些人呢，他们说他们是基督徒，也去教会，也相信基督。
And as a pastor, the concerning thing for me is the amount of people who cannot answer that question correctly and accurately.
作为一个牧者呢，让我很担忧的一个事情就是，很多人呢，他们并不清楚这个道理，他们并不能正确的回答这个问题。Some
don't even know how to answer that question.
有一些人呢，甚至都不知道怎么样回答这个问题。Some
get the answer incorrect, even though they should know about it.
有一些人呢，他们不能正确的来回答这个问题，虽然他们应该是知道这个道理的。And
since the gospel is a fundamental message in Christianity, it is important to know the gospel accurately.
因为福音呢是我们基督信仰的一个核心，所以呢非常重要的事情就是我们要真正的来明白它。Getting
the gospel wrong leads to getting Christianity wrong.
如果我们错误的理解福音呢，就会把我们信仰呢也搞错了。Getting
the gospel wrong leads to believing in a false gospel.
我们没有能够正确的理解福音呢，会让我们去相信一个错误的福音。Getting
the gospel wrong leads to proclaiming another gospel.
我们错误理解福音呢，可能让我们去宣传一个错误的福音。And
ultimately, getting the gospel wrong can lead one straight to eternal condemnation.
最重要的是，如果错误理解福音呢，会导致我们有一个永恒的一个罪责。In
Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 8, the Apostle Paul indicts those proclaiming a different and distorted gospel.
在加拉太书的第一章的6到8节呢，使徒保罗就责备了那些传讲一个错误的福音的人。Paul
says here, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed.
保罗这样讲，他说：“但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。”In
the original language, Paul uses a strong language to condemn those preaching a false gospel.
在原文里面呢，使徒保罗是用了非常强烈的一个语言来责备那些传错误福音的人。
No, the phrase "let him be accursed" could also be understood as "let him be damned to hell."
他所说的话的意思呢，可以翻译过来呢，就是说让他们下地狱去吧。And
so, getting the gospel right is foundational to our Christian faith.
把正确明白福音呢，是我们基督信仰的基础。And
getting the gospel right is a non-negotiable matter.
这不是一件可以轻忽的事情。
During the combined services, I emphasized the importance of having proper priorities as Christians.
我在联合崇拜的时候呢，都在讲论，把首要的重要的事情放在首位的事情。
In January, I exhorted you that God's glory must be your first priority.
在一月份的时候呢，我规劝大家呢，把荣耀神当作你首要大事。
And in February, I encourage you and exhorted you that preparing for Jesus' return must be your priority.
在二月份呢，我鼓励大家把准备耶稣的再来作为你的重要大事。
And so I'll continue with the theme on priority.
所以呢，我要继续在这个首要任务的这件事情上呢，继续的来传讲。
And the simple point of today's message is this.
我今天要讲的主题呢，简单讲就是。
Getting the gospel right must be your priority.
明白福音，真正的明白福音是应该成为你的首要的任务。
Now, if you have your Bible, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
如果你有圣经，请翻到哥林多前书的十五章。
Our text from 1 Corinthians 15 is short and simple.
第一节到第五节呢，其实蛮简单的。
It is all about the good news of the resurrection of Christ.
他讲到的是主耶稣的复活的道理。
You see, the Apostle Paul was addressing an issue that some of the Christians in Corinth had.
在那里呢，保罗呢提到一个问题，就是当时的哥林多教会的一些基督徒有的一个问题。
However, you know, some in that church did not even believe in the resurrection of the dead.
这个问题就是他们当中的有一些人呢不相信死人复活。
And then Paul corrects them.
保罗呢就来纠正他们。
And he lays down the most comprehensive teaching on the doctrine of the resurrection.
他在这里呢详细的解释了、描述了、说明了。复活的真正的道理，复活的教义。
And if Christ was not raised from the dead, then your Christian faith is futile.
如果主耶稣没有从死里复活，那我们的基督信仰就是毫无功效的。
But Christ was raised from the dead.
但是呢，主耶稣从死里复活了。
And then Paul presents evidence for Christ's resurrection.
保罗在这里呢，也摆出了主耶稣复活的证据。
He then cites 500 eyewitnesses in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 5 to 11.
他在五到十一节里面呢，说到有五百人亲眼见证了耶稣复活的身体。
But this morning, I just want us to focus on verses 1 to 4.
但是今天早上呢，我们只是讲述第一到第五节。
You see, in verses 1 to 2, Paul reminds the Christians in the church of Corinth of the gospel.
在第一二节里面呢，保罗呢提醒哥林多教会的，重新谈到福音。
And he tells them twice that the gospel is the message that he preached to them.
他说了两次，就是这个福音呢是他传讲给他们的。
And then the Corinthians received the gospel.
哥林多人呢，他们接受了这个福音。
You see, Paul presented and delivered the gospel to them.
保罗呢曾经向他们介绍传讲这个福音。
And these Corinthians received the gospel as truth.
这些哥林多人呢就把这个福音呢接受了，当作真理来接受了。
And the Corinthians stood in the gospel.
他们呢，凭着这个福音呢站立得住。
Not only did they receive the gospel, they're committed to standing firm in it.
他们不光光接受了福音，他们还委身靠着这个福音站立得住。
And they refuse to be swayed by other religions and ideologies.
他们拒绝去跟从另外的宗教或者是教义。
Do we have sound? And so they're holding firm to this gospel and are not willing to let go.
所以呢，他们持守福音，不愿放弃。
We can fix the sound here. Okay. And so the Corinthians.Here, we're also being saved by the gospel.
所以呢，哥林多人呢，因着福音呢，他们也得救了。
And they're being saved in the sense that the gospel is setting them apart for holy living.
我们说他们得救了，就是说靠着福音呢，他们分别为圣了。
And the Corinthians can do all those three things if they hold fast the word.
如果他们持守福音，持守神的话语呢，他们就可以做到这三件事情。
Unless they believed in vain and with no purpose.
否则呢，他们所信的就是徒然了。
Now, what does that mean?
是什么意思呢
？Believe in vain. See, the Corinthians believe in the gospel with no purpose if it is true that Christ has not been raised from the dead.
就是说，如果主耶稣基督没有从死里复活，哥林多人相信福音就是徒然无益的了。
You see, a gospel without the resurrection of Christ is no gospel at all.
没有主耶稣复活的福音呢，就完全不是福音。
Paul then explains that the gospel he explains the gospel that he preached to them in verses 3 and 4.
在第三到五节呢，保罗解释了他所传讲给他们的福音。
Paul says in verse 3, For I delivered to you as of first important what I also received.
保罗呢，在第三节里面是这样讲，他说，我当日所领受又传给你们的。
See, this gospel is a message, it's not a message that Paul made up.
所以呢，这个福音呢，并不是保罗他自己杜撰的。
It is a gospel that he received from the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
这个福音呢，是他从主耶稣那里亲自的领受的。
And the gospel is of first importance.
这个福音呢，是至关重要的。
In other words, this is the most important message in the Bible.
也就是说呢，福音的信息呢，是全本圣经里面最重要的信息。
And therefore, Paul's given apostolic authority to proclaim it to lost sinners.
所以呢，保罗呢被赋予了这样使徒的一个权柄，来向那些失丧的罪人来传讲福音。
And he has the authority to remind the believers of it.
而且呢，他也有权柄来提醒这些已经信主的人。
And so, brothers and sisters, you need to be reminded of the gospel again and again.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要不断的被提醒，不断的来回想这个福音。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
And it's because we tend to be forgetful.
因为我们很容易就忘记了。
You can easily be influenced by the teachings of this world.
我们很容易被这个世界的教导所影响。
You can be swayed by your own flesh or your own sinful nature.
我们可能也因着自己的罪性而摇摆。
See, being reminded again and again can help you to gain the gospel right.
所以呢，我们一次又一次的再次的回想这个福音呢，可以使我们真正明白它的道理。
Now, before I answer the question, what is the gospel? It is critical to ask what is not the gospel.
在我回答什么是福音这个问题之前呢，很重要的，我要谈到什么不是福音。
I'm just going to give you a list of statements here that is not the gospel.
我这里呢会给你一系列的一些说法，就是这些呢不是福音的。
And as you listen, it is possible that you may have thought that it is the gospel.
当你听的时候呢，你可能想说其中的一条两条可能你觉得是福音呀，但是其实它不是。
But in reality, it's not the gospel proclaimed in the New Testament.
它不是在新约里面所传讲的福音。
And so the list I'm going to give you is about getting the gospel wrong.
这个给 我要讲到的这一系列的呢，是错误理解福音的。
See, the gospel is not Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for you.
福音呢，不是说耶稣爱你，有一个奇妙的计划为你而安排。
It is not an addition to your life for comfort and improvement.
这不是给你的生活上面添加一些更舒适、锦上添花的。
It is not a social action that solves every social issue.
福音也不是一个社会的运动来解决社会上的一切的问题的。
It is not liberating everyone from poverty and sickness.
福音呢也不是把众人从疾病和贫穷当中解放出来的。
It is not about living a good and moral life.
福音呢也不是关于说你过一个好的一个有道德的生活。
It is not about making you feel good about yourself.
福音也不是用来给你感觉让你感觉自我良好的。
It is not self-help and self-improvement.
它也不是让你来自己帮助自己，自己来改进的。
It's also not about making you healthy and wealthy.
更不是来帮助你，成为健康并且富有的。
Now that health and wealth, quote-unquote gospel, is actually a false gospel that is taught by many false teachers in our day in the prosperity movement.
这个福音使人变得又富裕又健康，这个信息呢是当今的成功神学所传讲的错误的信息。
It is not about selling all your possessions and then enter into poverty.
福音呢也不是让你把你的财产都卖掉，然后进入一种贫困状态。
It is also not about what we did to earn salvation.
也不是说我们做什么事情可以去 争取去换取救恩。
And so what is the good news?
那福音到底是什么呢？
You see, the gospel is good news.
福音这个字的意思就是好消息的意思。
And it's God's story and plan of salvation for sinful humanity through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
福音呢，就是神的一个计划，他借着耶稣基督的死和他的复活呢，来拯救我们这些罪人。
Now there are facets and aspects of the gospel that we can talk about.
很多的事情，人们谈论福音很多的方面。
However, the Apostle Paul focuses on three core elements to the gospel.
但是呢，保罗呢，集中在三点上面。
See, Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
他说呢，照着圣经所说呢，主耶稣呢，为我们的罪而死。
And that Christ was buried.
他被埋葬。
And that Christ was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
照着圣经所说呢，他第三天从死里复活。
And see, as you read this, the message of the gospel centers on a specific person, Jesus Christ.
所以这三点呢，都集中在讲耶稣基督他这个人。
See, twice it says in accordance with the scriptures.
在这段经文里面呢，两次他提到说，按着圣经所说。
You see, in the Old Testament, God had already had a plan to save His people.
在旧约里面呢，神已经有一个计划要来救赎他的子民。
And they were prophesied in the scriptures hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was born.
这个预言呢，已经在主耶稣进入世界之前几百年就已经出现了。
You can read passages such as Isaiah 53.
如果你去读以赛亚书的第五十三章。
Psalm 22.
诗篇的第二十二篇。
Psalm 16.
第十六篇。
And there are many other scriptures in the Old Testament that talk about Jesus Christ.
还有其他的章节呢，都谈到主耶稣。
And see, through His death and resurrection, Jesus has fulfilled the passages in the Old Testament prophecies.
耶稣基督通过他的死和复活呢，他实现了旧约当中的预言。
Jesus did not merely die on the cross just to show us His sacrificial love on the cross, although that's true.
主耶稣在十字架上死，并不仅仅是为了彰显给我们看他有多爱我们，虽然那是真的。
See, on the cross, his sacrifice showed us just how sinful we are.
还有呢，就是在十字架上他为我们的死，也展现了我们是多么的罪孽深重。
See, Paul says here that Christ died for our sins.
保罗说呢，主耶稣呢是为我们的罪而死。
Now, let me ask you a question.
让我问你一个问题。
Why did Jesus have to die for our sins?
为什么主耶稣非要为我们而死呢？为我们的罪而死呢？
Well, to answer that question, you have to know who God is.
要回答这个问题呢，你必须要知道神是怎么样一位神。
See, God is the creator and the ruler of the universe.
神是这个世界的这个宇宙的创造者，他也是统治者。
And that God is a perfect and holy and righteous and pure God.
神呢，他是完美的，他是圣洁的，公义的，毫无瑕疵。
And God created all things for His glory.
神创造了所有的一切，万有，是为了他自己的荣耀。
And He created us to glorify Him and to enjoy Him.
他创造了我们，是为了让我们给他，带来荣耀，
however,
并且呢，享受他。
However, we have a problem here.
但是呢，我们人呢，有一个很大的麻烦。
We have a sin problem.
我们有一个罪的问题。
In order to appreciate the good news, the gospel, we have to know the bad news.
为了我们能够真正好好的体会到这个福音的宝贵，我们应该知道一个坏的消息。
You see, understanding the bad news can help you to get the gospel right.
明白这个坏消息是什么呢？可以让我们好好的能够明白福音。
So the bad news is that sin is our desperate problem.
坏消息就是我们的罪让我们陷入一个令人绝望的一个境地。
See, our first parents, Adam and Eve, were deceived by the serpent.
我们的始祖亚当和夏娃他们被蛇所诱骗。
And subsequently, they ate from the forbidden fruit.
接着呢，他们就吃了那个禁果。
And sin came into the world.
罪呢就这样进入了世界。
And we inherited the sin nature.
我们从他们就继承了这个有罪的天性。
And because of our sin nature, we sin against God.
因为我们这个罪的天性呢，我们就对神犯罪。
Now let me ask you another question.
让我问你一个问题。
What does it mean to sin against God?
对神犯罪到底是什么意思？
Well, to sin means to rebel and to disobey and break God's law.
犯罪的意思就是背逆神，不顺服神，不顺服他自己和他的诫命。
It is not merely that we sin with our action.
我们不光是用我们的行为来犯罪。
We sin by our hearts and our thoughts and our actions and deeds.
我们的心思意念，我们的举止行动都在犯罪。
And sin is displayed in our unbelief in God.
我们的罪也表现在我们不相信神。
It is displayed in pride and lust and greed and idolatry, and even trying to live our own way.
也表现在我们骄傲，我们有情欲，我们贪婪，我们崇拜偶像，并且呢，试着想要过自己的人生，按自己的方法来过。
And sin has spiritually blinded us and deafened us and hardened our hearts to the spiritual things of God.
罪呢，让我们属灵的眼睛呢，弄瞎了我们属灵的眼睛。也让我们耳朵呢也听不到了，使我们的心对于神与神有关的事情呢都变得坚刚硬。
And sadly, our culture and perhaps even maybe some of us may minimize the significance of sin.
但是很令人难过的是，我们的文化甚至我们当中有一些人好像都不把罪有那么严重看成是一回，同意这个觉得罪不是那么严重的一件事。
Now, maybe some of you don't think that sin is a big deal, so long as you do not murder and or rob a bank.
我们当中有一些人可能认为，只要我们不杀人、不抢银行，罪就不是一件什么大事。
Maybe you told a white lie or half truth.
或者是你常常的讲一些半真半假的话。
You're only dishonest over, you know, just small little issues.
或者是你在一些小的事情上不诚实。
You may have idols in your house, but at least you go to church and believe in Jesus.
你也许在你的家里呢有偶像，但是呢至少你去教堂相信耶稣。
But one theologian said, sin is a cosmic treason against God.
但是有一位神学家呢，他说罪是对神全面的背叛。
And that includes the slightest sin.
当然，这个你说到的罪是包括最微小的罪。
You see, in God's sight, we are evildoers, wicked, impure, unclean, and unrighteous beings.
在神的眼里，我们是一些恶人，邪恶，不洁不义。
And because God is holy and righteous and just, He cannot let sinners go unpunished.
因为神是圣洁公义的，他不容罪人，逃避罪责。
And He judges sinners for their sins.
他凭着他们的罪来审判他们。
And God's punishment on sinners is eternal judgment and hell.
他对他们的惩罚就是让他们在地狱里永远的死。
See, that is the bad news.
这个就是坏消息。
And so when you hear the bad news of God's judgment, your reaction may be to turn that bad news into good news.
当你听到这个坏消息的时候，你可能想把这个坏消息变成好消息。
For example,
比如说
how much should I give to the church?
你会问说，我应该给多少钱给教会呢？
How much good works do I need to do to earn God's love?
我要做多少善功，我能赚取上帝的爱呢？
When should I get baptized so I can, you know, get away from hell?
我什么时候可以受洗，以至于呢我不受这些惩罚呢
？No.
你搞错了。
You need to come to this full realization.
你得要真正的明白这件事情。
That the gospel is not about you.
福音讲的事情不是关于你的，不是以你为中心的。
It's not about what you can do to save yourself.
不是关于你能做什么事情能自救的。
It's not about what you do to get into heaven and out of hell.
你也不是关于说你能做什么事情让你可以逃避地狱而进到天堂的。
And because of sin, you're totally incapable of choosing God and His ways.
因为罪，你完完全全的没有能力去选择神和他的道路。
There's nothing you can do to earn God's favor.
你不能做任何事情去赚取神的垂青。
You are miserably hopeless and helpless.
你完完全全的很悲惨的无助又无望。
You deserve God's judgment for your sins.
你该受神对你的罪责的审判。
And this truth ought to humble you.
这个事实应该让你变得谦卑。
It ought to break your pride.
让你的骄傲都给粉碎掉。
See, while the gospel is certainly not about you, it is about God.
福音不是关于你的，而是关于神的。
See, not only is God righteous, holy, and just, He's also loving and patient and gracious and compassionate and merciful upon our hopelessness.
神虽然是公义，圣洁的，但是他同时也是慈爱的、忍耐的、有恩典的、有怜悯的，特别是对那些无罪的人，无望的人。
And therefore, in our hopelessness, God has provided the good news, the solution to our sin problem.
所以呢，在我们的无望里面，神就因着恩典和怜悯，给我们一个好消息，给我们对我们的罪一个解决的办法。
And this good news is found in Jesus Christ.
这个好消息呢，就是耶稣基督，关于耶稣基督的。
See, getting the gospel right means knowing what God has done for us through Jesus Christ.
所以明白。福音的真理呢，是就是意思就是你要理解，神借着主耶稣到底做了些什么。
You see, God sent His perfect Son, His sinless Son, into the world to die on that bloody cross as a sacrifice for our sins.
神把他的完全没有犯罪的一个完美的儿子，把他送到世界上来，在十字架上为我们而死，是为了我们的罪。
And so why did Jesus have to die for our sins?
为什么主耶稣要为我们的罪而死呢?
That's because only Jesus has accomplished the work of salvation for sinners through his death and resurrection.
因为只有主耶稣基督他才可以在十字架上成就神拯救人的这个计划。
See, on the cross, Jesus took the punishment for our sins.
在十字架上主耶稣把我们的担当了我们的罪。
It is the punishment that we deserve.
我们因为这个罪所受到的惩罚是本来是我们该受的。
And Jesus, the righteous man, died for unrighteous men.
主耶稣这位义人，他没有犯过罪，但是他为我们这些不义的人而死。
And on the cross, Jesus appeased and satisfied the wrath of God on our behalf.
在十字架上，主耶稣平息了神的愤怒。
And Jesus died and shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins.
他受死流出宝血是为了罪得赦免。
Jesus died and shed his blood so that his people can be justified.
他受死流出宝血是为了让我们这些不义的人可以称为义。
And Jesus died and shed his blood so that his people can be reconciled to a saving relationship with a holy God.
主耶稣受死流出他的宝血以至于我们这些与神本来没有好的关系的人可以重新恢复与神和好的关系。
That is why Jesus had to die.
这就是为什么主耶稣必须死。
And then if you follow along the passage, Paul says that the evidence for the death of Christ was his burial.
保罗呢说主耶稣死的证据呢就是他被埋葬了。
You see, the Roman soldiers made sure that
耶稣在基督里你成了一个新造的人。
Your old self is gone.
你的老我已经死掉了。
You have a new desire and a new heart.
你有了新的一个心智，一个新的渴望。
You love the things that God loves.
你爱神所爱的那些事情。
And you hate the things that God hates.
你也恨恶神所恨恶的事情。
So turn to Jesus this morning.
今天早上你就转向耶稣吧。
It is only Jesus who can save you from sin and from the judgment to come.
只有主耶稣可以。把你从罪和罪的审判里面救出来。
And if you do place your faith in Jesus, know that believing is not merely just an intellectual faith.
如果你真的相信基督的话，你知道相信不光光是头脑的一个相信。
It means trusting in Him forever.
相信的意思是说永永远远的来信任他。
And you must also count the cost of following Jesus.
你也许想要来数算一下跟随耶稣的代价。
You must deny yourself and take up the cross daily and follow him.
你必须要否认你自己，否定你自己，天天背着十字架来跟随他。
You must commit yourself to him.
你必须要向他委身。
You submit under his lordship.
你要向他的主权来委身。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, you walk in obedience to him.
你在圣灵的帮助下，你要在顺服里面来与他同行。
Not only that, being a Christian is not easy.
不光是那样，做一个基督徒不是容易的事情。
You'll be hated by the world.
你会被世界所恨恶。
But know this.
但是你要知道。
You're loved by God.
你会被神所爱。
You're adopted into God's family as a child of God.
你成为神家里的一员了。
And you can know this God by reading and studying His Word.
你可以通过阅读他的话语来认识这位神。
And you can walk alongside brothers and sisters in Christ who can guide you in your relationship with Jesus.
你可以和其他的弟兄姊妹一起的同行，他们可以带领你，建立一个与神的关系。
And by God's grace, He'll guide you with His Word until you meet Him face to face.
他会带领你，直到你跟他面对面的日子。
But you can reject this good news.
当然，你也可以拒绝这个福音。
You can reject the free gift of salvation that God has offered to you this morning.
你可以拒绝这个神已经向你提供的这个福音。
You can continue to live in sin.
你可以继续的活在罪中。
You can continue to live life in your own way.
你可以继续的按照你自己的方式来生活。
You can continue to be in hostility towards God.
你可以继续的做神的仇敌。
If that's the case.
如果那样的话。
If you die tonight or when Jesus returns, it'll be too late for you.
如果你今天晚上就离开这个世界，或者主耶稣马上就来，就对你来说太晚了。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3 says, How shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
希伯来书第二章的第三节这样说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
And then chapter 10 verse 31, It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
第十章的三十一节是这样讲，落在永生神的手里真是可怕的。
And so repent of your sins and believe in the gospel before it is too late.
所以呢，真的是悔改来承认你的罪，跟随他，不要等到太晚。
Now the gospel is important not just for unbelievers, but it's also important for believers' spiritual growth.
福音呢，不光是对还没有信主的人重要，对我们已经信主的人呢。也是很重要，因为它可以帮助我们在属灵里面成长。
That's why the Apostle Paul reminds the Christians of the gospel.
所以呢，保罗呢也对信主的人呢重新的来强调福音。
See, getting the gospel right is practical for Christian living.
把正确的明白福音呢，也使我们可以来活一个基督徒的生活。
You see, in the New Testament, the apostles tells Christians to look at everyday life through the lens of the gospel.
他保罗呢要求我们通过上帝的这个眼镜来看我们每一天的生活。
See, the gospel can address practical issues such as marriage.
福音呢可以帮助我们来解决那些实际的困难，比如说婚姻的困难，婚姻的问题。
You see, the relationship between Christ and the church reflects the marriage between the husband and the wife.
圣经里面呢，他讲到主耶稣和教会的关系，他就用的是夫妻之间的关系来比喻的。
The gospel can address things like suffering.
他也福音呢，也帮助我们来谈到苦难的问题。
See, Christ's suffering on the cross is an example of Christian suffering.
主耶稣在十字架上的痛苦，他所受的苦，也预示着我们基督徒的所要经历的苦难。
It addresses issues like forgiveness.
福音呢，圣经呢也讲到，饶恕的问题。
Christ forgave your sins so that you can forgive others too.
主耶稣饶恕了你的罪，所以呢，你也能饶恕别人的。
There are certainly more examples.
当然还有其他很多的例子。
All in all, the gospel informs every part of your life, brothers and sisters.
但是呢，总而言之呢，弟兄姊妹们。福音呢，概括了我们一生的事情。
And so, in summary, the gospel is the most important message.
所以呢，明了福音呢是很重要的。
Gospel means good news.
福音呢就是好消息。
The bad news is that we have sinned against God and deserve the wrath to come.
坏消息呢是我们已经犯了罪，而且呢应该要受神的惩罚。
But God sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, and He was buried.And was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures.
但是呢，神让基督耶稣来到世上，在十字架上为我们受死，并且复活。
So, brothers and sisters, getting the gospel right must be your priority.
所以呢， 明白真正的明白福音，明白福音的真理呢是非常非常重要，是应该放在我们生活当中优先的次序的。
We cannot live out the Christian life without the gospel.
如果没有福音，我们没有办法活出我们的信仰。
Nor can we outlive the gospel in our Christian life.
我们不能活出我们在我们的生活里面，我们不能活出这个福音来。
We need to be reminded again and again of the grace and the love of God shown to unworthy sinners through Jesus Christ.
我们要常常的纪念神透过耶稣基督向我们这些不配的罪人所怀的恩典和爱。
We can be reminded in getting the gospel right by reading and studying the Bible.
我们要通过好好的来研读圣经，来明白福音的真道。
We can get the gospel right by remembering how God saves sinners.
我们靠着怎么来纪念神是怎么样来救拔我们这些罪人，来明白福音。
Or even today, you can consider memorizing 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 to 4.
今天呢，你也可以尝试着来背诵，哥林多前书的十五章的第三到五节，三到四节。
And so, may God write His eternal truth in your heart this morning.
愿神把他自己的真道呢放在你的心里面。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, thank you for the gospel.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你给我们福音。
Thank you for giving this good news.
谢谢你给我们这样的好消息。
So that we can know how our sins can be forgiven.
以至于我们知道我们的罪是怎么样得赦。
And we are thankful that we get to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
我们感谢，我们要来领主的圣餐。
So that we can remember again.
我们可以，以至于我们可以再次的来纪念。
And be reminded of the death of Jesus Christ.
纪念主耶稣的死。
So renew us this morning.
我们求你来更新我们。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们这样的祷告是奉我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.